The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's November the 29th, and we're going to talk about the Women's Symphony Home Tour, which is coming up this weekend, and then Columbia Cares for Kids Coalition. But let's start, first of all, with Joyce Hewlett. Welcome to Radio Friends, Joyce.
Thank you.
This is a big weekend, right?
Yes, and it's great to be here. This is our 28th annual Homes Tour.
28th. You've gone through a lot of homes in 28
years,
haven't you?
We certainly have. For a year, usually.
Yeah. How do you decide, or who picks the homes?
We have a committee, and we ask people, do you know someone who would let us go through their home and see their beautiful Christmas decorations? Mm-hmm. And then that committee asks the people, and often they say yes.
Do you have any trouble getting people to agree to let strangers walk through their house?
Well, a few people say no, and then maybe then they'll think about it, and maybe the next year they'll decide they want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So what, you've got four homes, right?
Four homes.
You want to tell us
year.
Who they are?
Yes, I can tell you that. Celeste Hardknock, her home on Ridgefield.
Okay.
And there is a home in Holly Hills Court.
Okay.
And that is the Duncan and Sobel home. And then the Robert and Susan Winkelmeyer home on Tilly. And Brent and Erica Bayshore's home on Old Hawthorne Drive.
Okay, so you got four homes. And the purpose of this is to raise money for the Women's Symphony League.
Yes, and we support children's music programs and the symphony music that we have during the summer, the hot summer nights.
Wonderful group of ladies who do so much for our community and bring culture to our community.
Yes, we love it.
How much do the tickets cost for the
$20 at the door and $15 if you buy them ahead of time.
Okay, now if you decide that you're going to go on this homes tour, are you guided through the house, or are you allowed to just kind of wander through as you like?
You wander through the house, except there are people there in each room to tell you, well, this was the person's grandmother's buffet that they brought from China or wherever. So it's all very interesting.
And you put little booties on.
Yes, we all wear booties, the people who are coming in and the people who work there.
Yeah.
And one of my friends was doing that one time, and she had pretty shoes, and she didn't want to wear the booties, but she did. We talked her into it.
She didn't want to wear the booties.
She didn't want to cover her feet or her beautiful shoes.
I just ask people to take their shoes off when they come to my house.
Yes, that's a good idea, too.
But and so you can spend as much time, but no peeking in the closets.
That's true. No peeking in the closets. And some homes have more rooms open than others. Mm-hmm. Some will have the bedrooms open. Some won't.
And do you have to start at any particular
house? No, you can start anywhere you want. Okay. But we'll be at Tiger Place with the bake sale and the Gypsy Boutique, the silent auction. And a lot of people like to start where the bake sale is, and then they get some food and take it with them and eat.
But not in the house.
Not in the house. In the car when they're driving.
Right. So the people who have their house on display, they can be sure that it's going to be taken care of.
There's not going to be a crumb in it. That's right. It's going to look just like it did when we came.
So it is this weekend. For ticket information, who do they call?
They can pick up tickets at D&H, at any of the Hy-Vees, and Frameworks, McAdams, and there may be a few more that I'm not thinking of right now. Quite a few places.
Joyce, thank you so much
for coming by. Thank you for letting me
pleasure
come.
Having you, and best of luck with the homes tour this weekend.
Yes, and there will be some music, too, at the homes and at Tiger Place.
Sounds good. Okay,
it'll
best
be
of luck, and I hope you raise a whole lot of money.
I hope so, too.
A whole lot of money.
This hope coming to see weekend. You there.
This weekend, what time?
10 to 4 on Saturday and 12 to 4 on Sunday.
Okay, Joyce, thank you so much. From the Women's Symphony League Homes Tour. Now, We turn to Brian White and Belinda Masters. Pleasure to have both of you. The first time on Radio Friends. And you're here with Columbia Cares for Kids Coalition. Tell me about that organization.
We started about, would it be a year ago? A year
ago.
And what we did was we brought together agencies, and there are 17 now, agencies who have an interest in the emotional well-being of young children, particularly early childhood kids and families in our community.
Mm-hmm. 17 different agencies.
That's right.
Did you want to mention some of them?
I'll be happy to. Of course, Central Missouri Community Action, Rainbow House, First Chance for Children, the Children's Trust Fund, Lutheran Family and Children's Services, Voluntary Action, Child Care Aware of Missouri, the Division of Human Services with the City of Columbia. We have Columbia Housing Authority, the Columbia Public Schools, Parent Link, Parents as Teachers, the University of Missouri Extension, the Daniel Boone Regional Library, the Intersection, and then the Project Launch Organization.
So all of these organizations fall under the umbrella of Columbia Cares for Kids Coalition. Now, as your organization, what do you do with these individual agencies?
Well, our group comes together, and we as a collective decide what is it that parents are hungry for information, how can we build those supports for families to really promote the emotional health of children, because we know that everything's important in their development, but particularly emotional health really does impact a child's success in school and in life. And so all of these players at the table recognize that. So we come together, and we have put on projects as a collective. And so Brian might want to respond to, you know, what kind of projects we've done.
Sure. Actually, last year what we did is we brought in an author, Dr. Gerald Newmark, and he wrote a book, How to Raise Emotionally Healthy Children. And so he had five really critical points that he talked about. And what we did is we brought about, over 600 families, professionals, and then community members together.
To 600?
Really, that's right. To really hear his message and really hone in on those five key points. And really put those into practice.
So how do you feel it turned out?
Oh, man, it was amazing, actually. And because there was such an interest and a response from the community, we wrote for a grant through the Children's Trust Fund of Missouri, and they actually funded us. And now we've got three initiatives planned out for the course of this year.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah,
continued awesome success with what you're doing. If people want more information about all of this, what can they do?
They can go to the showmeaction.org website, Central Missouri Community Action's website, and then they can also visit us on Facebook, Columbia Cares for Kids.
Okay. And what I think would be very nice is to feature one of the different agencies on Radio Friends once a month. It would be nice to spotlight each one of them.
We would love to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be
all
great.
Right. All right.
Great.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Sure. Thank you for having
Columbia
us.
Cares for Kids Coalition.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll look forward to having different agencies on a regular basis.
Great.
Our show, let's see, tomorrow, Columbia Friends of China, okay, and Alzheimer's Association. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio normally of Pat Akers. Today it's Raymond Tungakar. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. To watch this again, or listen to it again, or sign up for a free podcast or vodcast, kbia.org.